It's Tuesday night, Jaguars fans. The Jack Del Rio show is on the air.
Boy, I don't know. I think you got to punt it here.
He's not going to. They don't call him Gambling Jack for nothing. Maurice is over the right side. He's got it.
Wow. Talk about a sigh of relief. I mean, holy cow, you're on the 36 and a half.
Yes.
Going for it on fourth down. Wow.
That nickname, Gambling Jack.
That's deserved.
The Jack Del Rio show on the Jacksonville Jaguars radio network is brought to you by Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue, Wells Fargo, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's the voice of the Jaguars.
A voice.
Brian Sexton.
I'll get things started this evening. Hopefully the coach will come by and we will have his assistance in wrapping up the entire show. And I hear a door in the hallway, so hopefully that's it. Jack Del Rio show here on the Jaguars radio network. And the coach has just walked in. It's nice to have him. And yeah, well, he smelled the sea best seafood. There's some baked swine, some hand-breaded scallops there, some Chesapeake crab cakes for you. So we figured at some point it would make its way across the hallway and find your nostrils. How are you this evening?
Very good.
Good. We've got a lot to talk about, folks. Jaguars 1-0. Big division win. Won't be in the division again until they see the Houston Texans at the end of October. So they got some time now between here and there. They're going to see some good football teams, including the New York Jets, which is a 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. And, of course, we'll start things for those of you listening in Jacksonville at 10 a.m. on Sunday with the Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue tailgate show. Then the Seth pregame show at noon, kickoff at 1. The Winn-Dixie postgame show and the Southern Ford Dealers scoreboard show to follow. So a full day of Jaguars football comes up this Sunday right here on this Jaguars radio network station. Phone number, as always, 355-NFL1, 800-355-6351, should you choose to join us this evening. Also, at Jags Voice if you Twitter, and we will bring those to the coach's attention as well. First of all, congratulations. I know you're a couple of days past it, but 1-0 with a win in the division, that's a great way to start the season.
Yes, it was. Thank you. Appreciate it. And what a great crowd we had.
Yeah, I saw your comments afterwards. And
it was really cool.
It's amazing that you get caught up in the pace of a game. Sometimes you can tune things out, but not that crowd, not on Sunday.
No, not
there
Sunday.
Was no way.
It was special. And in the way the whole remembrance thing came off, I talked to our guys right before kickoff about just having maybe half the courage that the first responders had going into those buildings. Can you imagine that? I mean, you talk about guts and duty and doing things like
going
that.
Going up.
I mean, that's real courage. Yeah. And so we talked about just have half that much and go out here and play well in front of these people. And we delivered. I mean, I was just happy to do that in front of our home fans, and our fans are terrific.
First series of the season. And you get the sack and a 3-and-out. Stuff Chris Johnson at the line of scrimmage. You get the ball back and you drive right down the field. 11 plays. Maurice, a 21-yard touchdown. I don't know. You could script a better beginning to the season than that. It's play great defense, which is what you've talked about, and run the ball and control the tempo.
Yeah, and Luke made some nice throws. I mean, I think at one point it was 13 for 15 to start the game. So came out red hot, led the team, did exactly what we asked him to do, and we missed some opportunities to put it away and make it not have it be quite as interesting. But look, when you're in this league, you get a win, you get a nice solid win, good solid performance. You take it, you put it in your pocket, and you move on and get ready for the next one. And that's what we're doing right now.
I know you heard the question in the post game, and you've probably seen it in writing around here and there. And people say, "Well, that's a conservative game plan. Is that the Jaguars' personality?" And you look at the opponent that you've got this week in the New York Jets, and last year, they were number 4 in rushing offense and maybe number 1 in overall defense at the end of the year. That's not a bad formula to be able to play with. I mean, I know you got to throw the ball in this league. That's the way the rules are written. But I think conservative is a label that's too easily applied to playing smart football.
Yeah, no, I don't. You can call it anything you want as long as you put a W at the end.
Takes 1 point to win. That's it.
Yeah, no. Listen, there were opportunities to pull away and make that thing a lot more comfortable. And had that occurred, then maybe it wouldn't have been portrayed differently. Maybe the perception would be different. But the reality is we went in there, did the things we needed to do to win that football game. And our team was sharp. Our staff did a great job preparing our guys. Our guys did a great job of being ready to roll. We did not have any heat issues. It was hot. It was plenty hot. And I thought our team handled it well. We played a lot of people, but I thought they handled it well. We had one guy that we thought was cramps, actually was a strained calf in Mercedes.
How is he? I mean, is he a guy you're going to have to watch this week? Is he going to be? A game
we'll watch him
decision?
And we'll find out. Okay. Yeah, he'll be a question mark, but you know we'll see as the week goes on.
All right, 355 NFL 1-800-355-6351. A couple of throws stood out from Luke. The third down throws in the second half. One to Jason Hill going left to right, and then one obviously that everyone knows about, Mike Thomas coming back right to left. And they were on a rope, and the ball was out quickly, which is something that Mike Thomas commented on last week. He looked poised. He looked in control. And I'm guessing that's exactly the way you thought he would play.
Well, he did a nice job. Yeah, I was happy for him, happy for us, you know. And, you know, he took full advantage of the preparation and going in and making the plays he was asked to make. And so I thought he did a nice job.
Guy like that, you know, takes the starting job, practice on Wednesday. How long does it take him, or maybe it didn't take him very long at all, to, you know, grow into that in command in the huddle, you know, leadership role you know, that your quarterback needs?
Well, really, that was one of the reasons that we started him, because he was that, and he's been that, and he was that throughout the camp.
All right, folks, so we'll take a break and come back. More to come with Jack Del Rio after this. You're listening on the Jaguars Radio Network.
When you're ready to start saving for whatever is around the corner, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With the Way to Save savings account exclusively from Wells Fargo, you can save money automatically. If you choose our Save As You Go option, we'll automatically transfer $1 from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account when you make a debit card purchase, pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, or make an automatic payment. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today to learn more about our Way to Save account. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Now you can make the call and save big with the Jaguars 4-Game Flex Pack. Starting at just $50 per game, you can build your own 4-Game mini-season ticket and save up to 20% compared to game day prices. The 4-Game Flex Pack comes with the October 9th game against the Cincinnati Bengals at Everbank Field. Then it's up to you to pick any three remaining home games to complete your 4-Game Flex Pack. Call 633-2000 or visit Jaguars.com to build your money-saving 4-Game Flex Pack today.
Bud Light Lime, with a splash of 100% natural lime flavor. It's the great taste of Bud Light with a twist. When you want a twist from the everyday. An interesting twist on happy hour is when it happens on a softball field. Co-ed volleyball is great. You know what's better? When it's in a swimming pool. Bud Light Lime, with a splash of 100% natural lime flavor. It's the great taste of Bud Light with a twist. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Lime Flavored Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Think buying insurance is fun and easy? Finding the right company. Deciding the right coverage. Getting the best price. Fun? Easy? It can be overwhelming. And that's why we're here. As a local, independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Live your life. Let us help you protect it. Providing safe, sound, secure protection with Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Insurance Office of America, transforming the insurance industry to serve you better.
Well, fans, you can text BBQ to 72239. That's BBQ 72239 and enter for a chance to win the Sunny's Game Ball Delivery Contest. You can hand the game ball to the ref at the start of the Jaguars home game against the Saints coming up in a couple of weeks. Brian Sexton back with the head coach of the Jaguars, Jack Del Rio, and of course, you're welcome to join us. 355-6351, 800-355-NFL1, at Jags Voice on the whole Twitter thing, and we'll get the questions on to the coach. Jaguars 1-0 take on the 1-0 New York Jets. Should be some fun, and a guy you know very well, and I know you think highly of, in Rex Ryan. He had a good little quip yesterday in his post-game news conference. He was talking about handing out game balls and how he gave them all to the offense and special teams and none to the defense. They didn't play well enough. But then he said, you know, I'm going to give myself one for winning the Ryan Bowl for the second straight year, because his brother Rob obviously is a defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. You know Rex well. Do you know Rob all that well?
Yeah. Know them both. Ryan brothers. No, they're hilarious, both of them.
Are you planning some quips, some back-and-forth stuff this week?
No, not really. No.
You're going to let him do all the talking?
Yeah, no, he does a great job. I mean, Rex is good. I mean, he's entertaining. I mean, it's it's a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun together working in Baltimore together. Mike Smith and Rex Ryan. And Rex and I were like office mates, you know, I mean, right next door to each other. So
that was a really good staff you had with Brian.
Great staff. But no, we had some good times. We'd go down and get the executive workout late at night. You know,
the executive workout.
Yeah, we'd go down and get our shorts on and get in the hot tub and get in the steam room and tell stories, and he'd make me laugh, and then we'd go back to work. A lot of fun with him. He's a good ball coach. He's doing a heck of a job up there in New York, and he's got a good football team. So we're getting geared up to go up there and take him on.
And he's got a young quarterback in Mark Sanchez. The numbers, coach, don't make him stand out in terms of his stat line. I think he completes about 55% of his passes, and his quarterback rating is in the mid to high 70s, and he's thrown a couple more interceptions than he has touchdowns to date on his career, and yet he's got a team that's made the playoffs each of the first 2 years, went deep in the playoffs.
AFC Championship game.
Yeah, exactly. Beat the Patriots in New England.
Yeah.
So what is it about Mark Sanchez? What does he do to win ball games, to put his team in the best position to win ball games, if he's not doing it all with his arm and his own stats?
Well, he's a winner. I think, you know, he's done that all his life. He's been a winner, you know, at college, obviously, Southern Cal. Pretty good football player there.
A little smile coming.
The other night, you know, when the game was biggest, he made good plays. He made good plays to help him win. So, you know, he did a nice job there.
Stats don't matter anyway. I mean, it wins.
Well, they tell a story. They tell part of the story. They don't tell the whole story, right, certainly. And, you know, look, if you're the quarterback and you've led your team to the AFC Championship game 2 years in a row, you're doing a lot of things right.
All right. So let's talk about your pass rush. Creating some pressure on a guy like this. He's got some good weapons. Keller, the tight end, I know, is a guy that people in this building think highly of. Plaxico Burress had a big fourth quarter, 26-yard touchdown catch. Santonio Holmes is, you know, a $50 million man. So how do you get after the quarterback and help out the secondary? You had two sacks last week, one in the first play of the game. Give us a sense of where your pass rush is. I know there was a lot of, you know, gnashing of teeth and pulling of hair in the preseason, and looked pretty good to me.
Who was doing that?
Well, not you.
No.
People on the outside. Media, fans, that wonder where the pressure
is. I really think that most of the people covering our team understood what they were seeing in camp. They know we're going to have a good defense this year, and we are. And anybody that's listening, that's watched at all, knows that we are going to have a good defense this year, and part of that is rushing the quarterback. If you look at the two-minute drive, if you go back to, like, the last 10 plays of the game when the Titans are trying to throw the football, and it's obvious they're throwing the football, and watch our rush, and watch Jeremy Mincy and John Chick.
John Chick, I love it. He made some plays.
Yeah. He was around the quarterback some. Mincy was around the quarterback some. Matt Ross. Just go back and look at the tape again, and you'll see the quarterback didn't have a lot of time. And so those are the kinds of things we're going to lean on throughout the year. It may not be that name guy that's got 20 sacks on his resume from, you know, last year. But I believe that we're going to affect the quarterback. I believe we're going to knock the quarterback down, and we're going to have to. That's an important part of playing good defense.
You know, I look at your coach's evaluation and the defensive numbers come from your staff. Terrence Knighton and Tyson Alualu each were credited with 3 quarterback pressures. And, I mean, obviously that's what you're looking for, is those guys to push the pocket up front. How effective are those guys, and how effective do you need them to be against one of the really best, really good, maybe the best center in the game, in Nick Mangold?
Yeah, Nick's a good player. And so, you know, really the strength of their line is Nick and then DeBrickshaw. Probably the two, you know, returning really, really strong football players on their offensive line. Those guys have the work cut out. I mean, it's a good matchup, good strong matchup. You know, watching Mangold, who's clearly one of the better centers in the league, against our two tackles, who we think are pretty good.
You know, we've talked on this program extensively about how it's moving the quarterback off the spot. The sack is obviously big, as we saw with Drew Coleman. He had the sack and the forced fumble. Even though you didn't get it back, it was a big play in the game. You want the
pot roast. Pot roast. Tried to fall on it instead of scoop and score. I asked him, I said, what happened to these wide receiver hands? I mean, he brags all the time. He was a wide receiver in high school.
I remember.
So I'm like, pot roast. You got Terrence, you got an opportunity here. Scoop and score.
Get that one.
Yeah.
Go and get that one. But, no, you just totally lost my train of
thought. What happened?
I thought of pot roast taking the ball and going up the field.
Can you imagine how sweet that would be to watch?
I would have so much fun calling that.
Yeah.
It would make the highlight reel for weeks on end of that big guy.
It would take a lot of blocks to get him in the end zone.
Yeah, probably would.
Can I just tell you one reminds me of a story?
Your show.
All right, Chicago, Monday Night Football. I want to say it was 1993 or 4. And I get a pick. And I get up off the ground. I, like, lay out, get a pick. And I go 84 yards. And we have a player, Chris Dolman. Maybe a future Hall of Famer someday. I mean, really good football player. Anyway, he knocks three people down. That's how long it took me to go. It took me forever. So Andrea Kramer afterwards, I'm all excited. I made a big play Monday night. Everybody's all excited. And she makes fun of me for how long it took me to go 84 yards. They're like, you know, like they had a sundial on it or something, you know. I had so many blocks on the play. I was weaving in and out and I'd picking up blocks and staying alive. And next thing you know, 45 seconds went off the game clock and I scored. But, you know, that's what it would take for Pot Roast to score. Be about, you know, Pot Roast might be a little faster than me.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. He's pretty low to the ground. I have a hard time with that one, Coach. One of the things that I remember from the broadcast on Sunday was Lagerman talking about guys getting off blocks. And he said they were so close so many times. Matt Hasselbeck is a veteran quarterback, and he was able to make some plays just because he knows where to go with the ball. And other than that, I mean, the pressure was really solid all day long.
Yeah. Yeah, it was solid. I don't think he was ever really comfortable.
No.
He made a couple plays, and a couple times we didn't make some of the plays we expect to make as we go through this year. So, it was a great start with a lot that we can correct. And so that's a good thing. I mean, as a coaching staff, you know, we're excited we got the win. Excited that we did some things very well, and also excited that we can go back and grind, because there's plenty that we can all look at, you know, being realistic, look at and say, we can do this so much better.
Right.
If we only do this, how good will it be?
Right.
You know, those kinds of things. So a real healthy teaching session on Monday. Obviously, today's off, a game plan day, and then we're back at it, getting ready for the Jets starting tomorrow.
J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 and that'll be the focus of the rest of this program. This is the Jack Del Rio Show, and you're listening on Jaguars Radio. Well, when you're looking for department store style at discount prices, look no further than your neighborhood Stein Mart. 6 Jacksonville location. Stein Mart, more fashion, less price. 2 New York, go the Jaguars. A chance to take on a team that a lot of people think very highly of. A team, you know, been in the playoffs the last 2 years. So let's talk a little bit about them, Coach. Let's start with Rex Ryan on defense. From a principal standpoint, does he do things a lot differently than you do? Or
no.
Does he just have different talent and uses it differently? Because I've heard the word exotic used with Rex Ryan, and you guys both came from the same defense, so it seems strange that his would be dramatically different than yours.
Well, he does a nice job. I think he does a little more of the exotic on third down. I think that I could actually show you on tape some of those same things being played out and not being played nearly as well. So, you know, exotic and effective need to go hand in hand.
Or be a good thing.
You know, we have done over the last several years some exotic things that haven't been quite as effective. And we think as we have improved our defense and the focus and the attention and detail and all the things that we're going to be about this year, and certainly the talent level, that we'll be able to execute some of those things a little better, and maybe it will be talked about a little different, with a little different tone.
Well, the exotic obviously is made possible because he has two tremendous corners. And Revis in particular, we've talked about him. I know he is a guy that you thought very highly of in the draft.
Yes.
Coach, when you look at the best corners in the game, and not just today, but over the last couple of years, back to when you were playing, I mean, does he fit up there with the Deion Sanders of the world, can take away a third of the field?
Yeah, I think right now he's the best corner in the game. I mean, he's I think what I like the most about him is that he's a complete player. He's not just a cover guy. I mean, he's a physical guy. He's a good football player. I mean, he's definitely one of the better players in the league at his position and in the league period. I think he's just a really good football player. So
you look at the numbers. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's Randy Moss a couple of years ago when he had a big year or Terrell Owen. The best of the best, he takes them away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he can go on and have, you know, a career filled with just completely shutting out and obliterating everybody he faces, like he's had a pretty good stretch. Yeah. I mean, you know, Dez Bryant caught a few balls on him. I mean, you know, the guys are going to catch a few balls now and then, but you're not going to have a lot of fun going over there too often, that's for sure.
Now, in 2007 and 2008, we went out to Denver, and Champ Bailey is obviously, you know, a guy who has had tremendous success. You didn't shy away from throwing at him. I mean, I don't get the sense, and I know you're not going to share your game plan, but I don't get the sense that you look at it and say, well, we can't throw to that side.
No, I don't think you ever look at anybody, you know, with that type of reverence. I think, you know, we're just acknowledging that he's a good football player. I mean, you've got to acknowledge that. He's made plays. He's made plays in big situations. He's made all kinds of plays, both physical and athletic, and I think that's what separates him from a lot of other people.
So that's the strength of their team. Or that's the strength of their defense, those two corners, right?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, you're saying that. I think that's part of it. I think they do some good things. I think they probably do as good a job as anybody in the league at stacking and shedding blocks. I think they do a great job of that.
Is that the two inside linebackers? I know
that's
Bart
everybody.
Scott and David Harris.
That's everybody. Everybody. Okay. You can't have like two guys that do that and then nine other guys that don't. I think that's everybody. So that's part of playing good defense. I've told you before, you know, you want to play good defense, you got to shed blocks, and you got to tackle.
Right. Leverage and tackle.
I mean, those are just absolutes. If you're going to be any good on defense, you're going to do those things well. So they've done a nice job of, regardless what the call is, they've done a nice job of that over the time that Rex has been there, really.
All right, folks, 355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. We break at the bottom of the hour and return with more of the Jack Del Rio Show after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. Got a mortgage? Well, if you're lucky, EverBank might just pay it off for you. Introducing EverBank's $250,000 kickoff return. For every home game, one lucky contestant will be on the sidelines for the Jaguars' opening kickoff. If the Jaguars return it for a touchdown, you receive up to $250,000 towards your mortgage. Here's the deal. Go to EverBank Field's Facebook page to sign up. If you're the lucky contestant, you are just a touchdown away from a big mortgage payment. To sign up and for official rules, go to Facebook.com/EverBank Field today. Equal housing lender, FDIC insured.
Yeah, one world, one voice. Yo, even those days I don't feel like getting up. Even those days when I feel like giving up. Then I realize that I touched a couple lives of the people of the world. And I know I gotta live it up. I'll refresh the world to be somebody. Cause these hoods, man, they need somebody. Only need this one. I could be this one. Our hearts could be this one. And we can be as one.
Refresh the world. I can be somebody.
Yeah, show the world. I can be somebody. Refreshing the world. Refreshing the world.
Refreshing the world.
Uh-huh.
If you refresh the world and become somebody.
The Pepsi Refresh Project is giving away millions in grants to refresh communities across America. So choose Pepsi, because every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Come on, everybody. Woo! Yeah! Everybody around the world, find someone you love. Tell them, make a new world. Refresh the world and let's make a new world.
Finally, all the talk is over. This is Tony Baselli, and nobody's happier than I am that we're back to football. Now, it's time for Jacksonville to stand up. It's go time. Time to show your true colors, just as you always have. Time to put your faith and your spirit behind our city and our team. It's time to join the Team Teal effort to show everyone that Jacksonville means big-time football and big-time fans. Call 633-2000 or visit Jaguars.com to get your tickets now. It's go time, Jacksonville.
Well, fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than their friends at Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. Brian Sexton back with head coach Jack Del Rio. I have a tweet from Josh Ball. And he says, ask the coach if they have been limiting the passing game this past game to surprise the Jets on Sunday.
Yes.
You do occasionally.
We surprised it. We're going to surprise them. We're actually going to throw it.
Right.
We are. We didn't throw it last week at all. We're going to throw it next week.
24 today. We look for a pen.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay, so there you go, Josh.
I got to write that down. Josh, thank you. Appreciate the
throw the ball.
We're just trying to throw him off.
Yeah, it's not the preseason, but Josh, we certainly appreciate it. And if you have a phone in your hand or at your computer and you want to tweet at Jags Voice, it's right here in front of me, and I'll get it on to the coach. Also, the phone number 800-355-6351 or 355-NFL1. And we go across the St. John's River and south to Green Cove Springs, where John is standing by. John, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I hope Joe and you guys don't get mad at me because I kind of tricked him on what I was asking about. I was asking about Luke and the pros and cons, but the pros and cons about the Luke I'm talking about is last week did you get to watch your son play his game, and then are you going to be able to watch him this week? Because I know that they put him in the newspaper, and he seemed like he had a pretty good game. I know he lost, but I think that's something a lot of people in this town ought to know. You and your kids are from Jacksonville now.
Absolutely. Absolutely we are. Proud of it. Yeah, thank you. We can talk about that a little bit. I mean, I don't want to overdo it, but it is football. It's high school football, but right. It is football. They play BK this week, and BK's got a heck of a team. So,
did you take a boat down the river?
They could.
It's not far.
They could.
You can stand right here out at the point and see both places.
That's right. So, yeah, they are close. But it's at Episcopal Friday night. And, yeah, Luke, they're 0-2. They've given up a lot of points. They've scored some points. But Luke's doing well. And I think he's just under 600 yards and 5 touchdowns in the first 2 ball games. And so they've had some production. And they're playing some tough teams. The first 2 teams they played were both 5A and loaded with talent and loaded with, you know, numbers and all that. So, but they haven't shied away from playing the good teams. But BK's another one this week will be a good team.
Do you talk a lot of football, or do you let it go to some degree? I mean, do you spend a lot of time coaching your son as a head coach?
Well, I spend a little time with him as a dad.
Yeah.
I mean, more as a dad than as a coach. I mean, we'll.
But you can't really separate the two, can you?
Well, we do watch the game tape together.
Okay, I figured there's a little.
And I do let him know, you know, what defenses are trying to do and where the weaknesses are. I mean, just helping him out that way. But he's putting in the time and he's working at it. And it's, as a dad, that's where it really comes in. Like at the game,
yeah.
I mean, I am nervous as I mean I don't get that nervous not when I'm competing, not when I'm coaching, not when I'm golfing or whatever I'm doing, but. Right. Watching your son in the stands, that is the hardest thing. So, believe me, I'm just a dad. Right. I'm out there on Friday nights. I'm just a dad, just like any other dad out there watching his boy and or his daughter, whatever it is, compete. And so there's a lot of pride, a lot of anxiousness, all those types of things, and just enjoying it, watching him compete.
All right, John, we certainly appreciate the phone call. 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351, at Jags Voice. If you would like to get a thought over Twitter to us here this evening, Jaguars and Jets, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff from MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue tailgate show begins at 10 a.m. for those of you listening to News Talk WOKV, our flagship voice in Jacksonville. 1 o'clock, I'm going to say that again, noon for the Seth pregame show. 1 o'clock's kickoff. I don't know why I can't get that out of my head. The Winn-Dixie postgame show to follow and the Southern Ford Dealers scoreboard show after that, so a full day of Jaguars football for you. Tuesday's a real busy day for you, isn't it, Coach? I mean, as you get ready for this Jets team, you're pouring through the videotape, getting a good look at them. You know, when you looked at the game the other night, what stood out about their offense for you? Was it the fact that they threw the ball very well or that they didn't really run the ball all that much?
Well, I would think that was an aberration, that they're not going to run the ball 16 times. That's not going
to
be
as
part of their
44 pass attempts.
Yeah, that's not going to be part of their normal plan. Now they played from behind a little bit, and so they did what they needed to do to get back in the game. And certainly they have the ability to. They've got some good receivers. They've got a good quarterback. They've got a good tight end. They've got some backs that can catch it, so they can throw it. But I think they like to run it. You know, you hear about the smash mouth and all those types of things that they like to be and. That's helped them get to the AFC Championship game a couple years in a row, is being able to run the football and not let other people run it. So, you know, that's part of their mentality, part of what they really like. And, you know, obviously they didn't do that much. So that stood out. So I would anticipate that they would seek to be a little more balanced this week, yeah.
All right, folks, we need to take a break. We'll come back. More with head coach Jack Del Rio after this pause. on Jaguars Radio. All right, welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Brian Sexton along with the head coach. 355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. We talked a little bit about Mercedes Lewis. How about Derek Cox? And I know your injury report doesn't come out till tomorrow, but how's he doing?
Good.
Because he played pretty well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did well till he left the game at some point in the second half.
Yeah, and when Kenny Britt, when he intercepted the ball. But
he came back a little bit, played a little bit, and then ended up being pulled out. And from what I understand, you know, he got jarred a little bit with that landing. And
yeah, it looked pretty fierce. I mean, it looked like he got slammed pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He dropped from however high he jumped.
It was way up there.
And landed. And, you know, I mean, it's not like kids aren't out there doing that in the street from time to time. It was on grass, but he did get jarred. And
once a linebacker, always a linebacker. Can't take that away from you. you know, you've got a lot of versatility with your secondary this year because you've got Drew Coleman, who's out there. You got Dwight Lowry that can come in and play. Mm-hmm. You got William Middleton. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of pieces. Versatility is an asset for you this season in your secondary.
And you count on all of them, you know, because, I mean, during a ball game, things happen, and then the number of receivers, you know, 3-4 receiver sets that you're going to see, and you know, you end up using them all. So never can you have, you know, enough DBs, and certainly never a problem if you have really good ones.
355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. Had callers on the line, and they decided to go ahead and drop. So where else can we take you with respect to the offense with the New York Jets? How about LaDainian Tomlinson's role?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sean Green obviously is the guy that they've put out front, young runner. And Tomlinson last week carried 5 times, marginal success, 3.2 per carry, but had 6 receptions for 73 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're using him in a screen role and dumping it off and letting him do what he did very well for all those years in San Diego.
Yeah, no, he's got good hands. He's got good awareness. And, you know, in a game where you're trying to catch up a little bit, he's a guy that as you're throwing the football gives you matchups and is more of a receiving threat. You know, Green is more of a kind of a bruising, you know, wear you down kind of a
put a shoulder down.
That's right.
And bang.
Sure. So complimentary backs, you know, and both good players.
All right, Tony joins us from Mandarin next on the Jack Del Rio Show. Tony, welcome.
Hi, Coach. Wanted to ask you about the pace of play. It seems as though Luke was urging the players into the huddle quicker to the line of scrimmage. And with David, it seemed like sometimes the play clock was down near the end. Is that a coaching approach or just a difference in their personalities?
Yeah, I think Tony, thanks for the call. First of all, appreciate you calling in tonight. You know, I'd rather just talk about what Luke is as opposed to, you know, trying to compare them back and forth all the time. I think, you know, for us, what Luke brings is a certain tempo that he likes to operate at. You know, when we've gone into our no huddle or red ball, he has been a guy that has been very effective leading us throughout camp, you know, against our defenses and practices all camp, and then even in the preseason ball games a couple times this summer. And that's something he does very comfortably, does very well. He's got a good understanding of the system, of the checks, of the things that he'd like to get us in and out of. And so the operation, I think, you know, in the huddle, out of the huddle, at the line, those things are just, you know, he's just very comfortable with that and operates probably at a little quicker tempo than what you've been seeing.
Speaking of the quarterbacks on your roster, Blaine had the clipboard in his hand. He was next to Dirk Cutter and next to you and talking to Luke the whole game. Mm-hmm. For a young quarterback, how valuable was that experience, you know, for the first regular season game? Because obviously the speed of it changes. And how valuable is that for him in a learning situation all season long?
Well, it's all good. I mean, you know, he's progressing nicely. He's doing a nice job working at it. He knows he's one play away. And so he's approaching it, you know, like the starter needs to. You know, he's in there grinding. He's studying the tape. He's preparing himself, being ready to, you know, make all the calls and make all the throws, make all the reads, do all the things that you need to do to play quarterback at this level. And so, you know, the fact that he's able to watch while Luke's out there is valuable. And there is some, you know, a learning aspect there that, you know, that you're kind of gaining experience without being thrown to the fire.
Sure.
And so there is some value there, and I think he's making the most of it.
All right. Much more to come on the Jack Del Rio Show. About 14 minutes left in the program. You can join us, 355-NFL1, 800-355-6351. And we're back after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
When you're ready to start saving for whatever is around the corner, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With the Way to Save savings account exclusively from Wells Fargo, you can save money automatically. If you choose our Save As You Go option, we'll automatically transfer $1 from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account when you make a debit card purchase, pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, or make an automatic payment. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today to learn more about our Way to Save account. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Every time you choose Pepsi, you support the Pepsi Refresh Project. So this summer, choose the cola that's refreshing communities across America. Choose Pepsi. Go to refresheverything.com to find out how your choice makes a difference. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
If you think that sounds refreshing, check out refresheverything.com to join the Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Remember when honesty, hard work, and a strong community relationship were the foundations for business? Remember when excellent customer service was expected and delivered? As your independent auto owner's agent, we remember and we deliver what best fits your insurance requirements, providing safe, sound, secure protection with auto owner's insurance. The No Problem People.
Insurance Office of America, transforming the insurance industry to serve you better.
Xfinity presents the NFL moments we live for.
Fourth and goal. It's make or break time.
It's the line that separates the mighty from the meek.
Williams cuts it to the sideline.
And the heroes from the humble.
He dives for the pylon.
One very thin line.
And the ball just crosses the goal line. Touchdown!
These are the moments you don't want to miss. And with Xfinity, you never will.
Sign up for the HD Premier XF Triple Play with NFL Red Zone and NFL Network included and get up to $200 back. Or ask about our other bundles starting as low as $99 a month for a year. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Offer ends 1/31/12. Restrictions apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra. 2-year contract required with prepaid card offers. Visit Comcast.com for details.
Rolling right along here on the Jack Del Rio Show. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, Jaguars and the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Join us for every thrilling moment. Let's go grab a couple of phone calls. And, Coach, we bring on Eric, who joins us from Mandarin. And, Eric, we welcome you to the Jack Del Rio Show. Good evening.
Good evening, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Eric. Doing well. Doing well.
Coach, I just got a quick question. The I loved watching the game. I've been waiting all offseason to get back to football, as I think we all have. Just that 80-yard touchdown play that just kind of looked like it just got away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For me, watching it on my DVR, it looks like right after the ball was caught, there was somebody who just had a line, and it almost looked like they were just going for a big hit to me instead of just trying to wrap up the receiver. Did you notice that? And who was that that missed that?
Well, there were actually two guys in position there, and I think they were both shocked.
It was the weirdest play I've called.
It's one of the weirder plays I've seen. It appears that maybe it was Clint Session and Courtney Green. And I think Courtney clearly thought that Clint was going to obliterate the guy. And I think Clint thought that maybe the ball was going to fall into his hands. And then he kind of tried to just throw a little weak flipper out there to tackle when the ball didn't come in his hands.
Right.
And I think it just kind of shocked him that it didn't happen the way he kind of visualized that it would. It was a bang-bang deal, and then all of a sudden a big talented guy is running out in the open spaces, and what looked like might have been a 5 to 10 yard gain at best,
right.
if not a quarterback sack, strip, fumble, defensive touchdown, all kinds of great things going through your mind. Then all of a sudden, oh, no. You know, here goes Kenny Britt streaking down the sideline. It was just one of those freaky plays. You don't see many of them. I don't want to see another one like that go against us. I'd love to see a few go our way, but unfortunate play. Two guys, if you're talking about two guys on our football team, you don't have to worry about, will they go out and hit people? Those two guys will hit. So there's no concern about their desire to hit or their willingness to hit and all those types of things. Just a freak play. But I appreciate you calling, Eric. Thanks,
Eric. We appreciate it. Let's go to Orlando. Mike is next, and Mike has a thought on the kickoff rules. Mike, before you ask the question, let me give the coach the number and to the listener as well. Last year, Josh Scobie had 15 touchbacks on 75 kickoffs, about 20%, which is a pretty good percentage when the ball was kicked from the 30. On Sunday, he had 5 kickoffs, and they were all touchbacks. So dramatic change mm-hmm. in the way that it's gone. So with that, the floor is yours, Mike.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Good evening, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, great job Sunday. I hope you're here for a long time, man. I really think you do a great job with the team.
Thank you.
I have a question. You don't kick off. I was a little unhappy with it, I guess, as were a lot of people. But now that I've, you know, kind of watched it, unfold. It almost seems to me it's adding a tiny bit, could be adding a little bit more of an unknown to special teams and a little more excitement, meaning, you know, a guy can get the ball now, kind of look like he's not coming out, and then just go when everyone kind of slows down. And I was wondering, do you think that, A, are we going to see a lot more? Because, you know, before you knew if a kick was in the end zone, it was getting down. A, do you think you're going to see more being taken out from deep in the end zone? And B, is there going to be more strategizing now, trying to maybe fake out the other special teams, you know, with, you know, taking kicks out of the end zone? Do you think that coaches are now going to try and fool the other coaches and take it out and try and hit big runs?
Well, okay, you uncovered one thing that you can guarantee. There will definitely be strategizing by coaches trying to determine ways to, you know, get an advantage over each other. That's what we do. I mean, that's what game planning is all about, and there will be plenty of strategizing. And so I think there's no question about that. You know, look, the question is a simple question that you have to ask, okay? If you're going to play around with it, if you have a guy that can kick it out of the end zone or so deep that if you bring it out, you're going to be tackled inside the 20, that's one approach. And then you can weigh it against, you know, trying to do other things that allow a return to come back at you. And that's what, you know, different teams have to determine what their appetite is. But I know our approach on Sunday was to drive the ball deep in the end zone and hope the other team would bring it out, because we figured with our return, with our coverage units, that we'd be starting them somewhere inside the 10. So, you know, it'll be interesting to watch how it unfolds all year, Mike. I think the statistics, certainly, you're going to see less returns. What you do have to guard against as a coverage unit is not letting up, is understanding that at any time, as long as that ball's in play, it can come out of that end zone. It's not high school. You know, in high school, as soon as the ball goes into the end zone, it's blown dead. This is not high school. In the NFL, that ball is alive until that guy takes a knee, and as long as he catches it in the field of play, he can go. And so there's no question you'll see some guys try and do that. Green Bay, for opening night, brought it from 8 or 9 deep and ran it back for a touchdown.
All right, folks, we need to take our final break of the evening. You're listening to the Jack Del Rio Show, and we'll wrap up right after this on Jaguars Radio. All right, we got, you know, less than 2 minutes here. We just got the question about special teams.
Yep.
Anything stand out to you about the Jets special teams? I mean,
yes,
Mike Westhoff is an excellent coach.
No, a lot.
Who should people listen to?
Pernell Westhoff, 1 o'clock Sunday. It's a showdown. Special teams units. I mean, this is going to be big. I mean, that's a big part of this game. And there's no question. I mean, they do some things. They've got fakes. They've got, you know, things they do. I mean, we've got to be on top of our game. There's no question that special teams play a big part in this game.
You said weeks ago that one of the byproducts of moving the kickoff up to the 35 and creating more touchbacks would be scoring would decrease. Last week there were some pretty big scores. But you're looking over time now. You're saying over the whole season you still believe.
Let's see how it plays out.
There were three returns. Did that number surprise you for touchdowns last week? I mean, even with the changing?
Yes.
Did they came from deep in the end zone?
That did surprise me.
Okay. There's not much that surprises a football coach.
Well, we'll see how it turns out. You know, the laws of probability.
Yeah, they're in your favor, I know.
They typically, you know, over time. You're not talking about a small sample. We're talking about over time. We'll see. But certainly the first weekend looked like, hey, scoring was there, and there were some big scores out there and all kinds of things going on. So
we'll track it.
We'll just have to keep track of it.
All right. Coach, thanks for your time.
I know the commissioner will be happy.
And I know you're worried about that. All right. That'll do it for the Jack Del Rio Show.
See you next week.
Yep. And thanks to Joe Fortunato and all the engineers down the line of the Jaguars Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
This has been the Jack Del Rio Show. Join us again next Tuesday night at 6 for your chance to talk to the head coach. The Jack Del Rio Show is a presentation of the Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network.